know, Sister Sue and I, we used to babysit Pastor Jonathan. We used to babysit him. And Sister Ruth, where are you? We used to babysit as well. So it goes back a little while. No, I'm only 69 years old. I'm okay. I'm all right. Praise the Lord. Just sit down for a little while, and then we're going to come and read the Word of God. Hallelujah. What a wonderful day we had today. What a wonderful presence of the Lord. We sang the praises of Jesus. We sang the praises. We heard the kiss on the rock, praising God. Hallelujah. And that's what we need to do about it. Hallelujah. To praise the Lord. Because you know what he said? You know what Jesus said? If we don't praise the Lord, the rocks are going to cry out to praise him. And how much more that we are flesh and we have voices and we have the Spirit of God to praise Him more and more and more each day. Hallelujah. Oh, we serve a wonderful and a blessed Lord forever and ever. He is more than enough to us. Hallelujah. His Spirit is more than enough. Hallelujah. His Spirit covers the earth. It covers heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Where can I go? But Jesus is there, hallelujah, amen, because he's so big, he's so wonderful, he's so precious to us, hallelujah. He called us, Jesus called us from the four corners of the earth. I came all the way from Europe to know Jesus Christ in this country, hallelujah, because I had a hunger in my soul, I had a hunger in my heart to know him, hallelujah. Some of you, you are second and third and fourth generation Pentecostals. You are so lucky. You are so blessed to be first and second generation and fourth generation. I had nothing. Hallelujah. I was an Orthodox. I used to go to church and I used to help the priest. Sometimes in a special place where the priest, you have to warm up the wine for him to take a sip there. Me and another boy, we boiled the wine and we burned the priest as he was drinking it. He said, he was going, in the name. Oh, he went like this. Oh, but I had a hunger for God to know him. Hallelujah. And I remember when I was about 6 years old, 7 years old, 8 years old, the school teacher, he was telling us about Jesus, about the resurrection of Jesus and about his death and about Christmas time, he was telling about the death. But particular the Easter time, he was telling us about Jesus, how he died, and he was tormented by evil men. And I remember I was sitting there, I was listening to him. I felt the presence of God. I didn't know anything about it, but I could feel goosebumps there. And I said, when I was a little bit older, I said, there is something about that, you know. I want to know God more and more and more and more. Hallelujah. If you are hungry for Jesus, God is going to turn the world upside down to save you. Hallelujah. Amen. He's going to save you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. What a wonderful God we serve. What a blessed God we serve. He is God. Hallelujah to the Lord God Almighty. Praise his name. Praise his name. Let's go now to the Word of God. Let's open the Word of God now and read a few scriptures. Why don't we stand together? Let us stand as we read the Word of God. Hallelujah. Exodus 29 and verse 5. Exodus 29 and verse 5. If you got to say amen.
Amen.
Got it. Verse 5 says, "And thou shalt take the garments and put upon Aaron the coat and the robe of the ephod plate, and gird him with the charis girdle of the ephod." And then let's go on to Exodus 29 again, or 8 and 9, further down. "And thou shalt bring his sons and put coats upon them, and thou shalt gird them with the girdle of Aaron and his sons, and put the bonnets of them and the priest's office
shall be there for perpetual stature. And thou shalt consecrate Aaron and his sons. And now we go to Exodus 29:29 and 30. Just go over the page. And the holy garments of Aaron shall be his sons after him, to be anointed therein and to be consecrated in them. One more scripture in Numbers, and 20 and 28. Numbers 20 and 28. And Moses stripped Aaron of his garments, because Aaron had died, and Moses stripped the garments and put them upon Eleazar, his son, and Aaron died there in the top of the mount. And Moses and Eleazar come down from the mountain. Precious God. Lord, let's pray in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God Almighty. As I read the scriptures, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father, that you bless it, Lord God Almighty. That you bless, Lord, the word, Father. That you touch our hearts, Lord. Let the anointing, Lord God, be upon me tonight, Lord God. And give me a tongue, Lord God, that I might be able to speak to the people, Lord God. Because we want to hear what you have to say, Lord Jesus. We want, Lord God, to know your will, Lord Jesus. Yes. Oh, God Almighty, speak to our hearts. Speak to our minds, Lord God. Touch everyone, Lord God, tonight, Lord Jesus. Yes. Give them, Lord God, a double portion of your spirit, Lord God, yes, tonight in this place, Lord God. They might know your will, Lord Jesus. They might know you more, Lord God. They might draw closer to you, Lord Jesus. Because we are living in the last days, Lord Jesus, Almighty God. And we want to know to do your will. We want to, Lord Jesus, to be close to you, Lord God. We want to be filled with your spirit, Lord Jesus. We want to be filled with your love, Lord God. We want to be filled with all the fullness of the God, Lord God, in us. Hallelujah. Because before even we were born, Lord, you loved us, Lord. And because you show so much love to us, Lord, we love you too, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just share your love, oh God Almighty, towards you, Father. Have the way, Lord God, tonight, I pray, Lord God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Just turn to your neighbor and give him a high five and tell him in Jesus' name.
You may be seated. I want to speak tonight about the garment. And the garment is to pass it on. The garment, talking about the families, the father, once the father has the garment, and then he needs to pass it on to his son, pass it on to his family, because the garment is something, is the anointed one, what God has given unto Aaron. And Aaron was one of the first high priests. And if you study the word of God, there is more just an ordinary garment. He had precious stones on this side. He had 12. And then he had the names, 6 here and 6 on the other side of the shoulder. He had 6 names here, 6 there. The names of the Israel, the tribes of Israel. And then he says that once the father dies, he needs to pass it on to his son, to pass it on to the family. And Aaron and Moses took Aaron up on the top of the mountain and took the garment of Aaron and put it on Eleazar, on his son, hallelujah, on his son. Because Aaron, it was a high priest, and he glorified God, and he served God. And Eleazar saw that he was the high priest, and he wanted to do the same. He wanted to please God as Aaron did. Hallelujah. A sense of God tonight, we need to do the same thing. Hallelujah. To pass it on to our family. We've got the garment. Hallelujah. Because God has given us garments in us. Hallelujah. It may be the garment of praise. It may be the garment of faith. Maybe the garment of love. It may be a source of garment. But we need to pass it on down to our family. Hallelujah. We cannot have it all all to ourselves, but we need to pass it down to our family, because our children are watching us. The children here are watching us how we're praising God. They're watching us how what we do at home. They're watching us what we do in different places. They're watching us and said, "Oh, look, my father is praising God. Look, my father is praying. Look, my father is praying for my mother because she is sick. Look, my father is praying because I got sick and is praying." Hallelujah. He is a real gem. Hallelujah. He's a real son of God. He's a real believer. Hallelujah. I want the children to say, "Oh, that man there, he really believed in God, and I got something from him." Hallelujah. I look up as my father, it was Brother Holden and Brother Slack and those people, the holy men of God. And I got so much out of them. Hallelujah. They taught me how to praise God. They taught me how to love God. They taught me how to conduct myself. Hallelujah. They taught me how to have love for other people. Hallelujah. And I hold them up in esteem, those people. Hallelujah. Because they taught me. Because I look out to them and I look and I say, those people, they are really something. They love God with all the hearts. They love God with all the souls. Oh, I just want to be like them. Hallelujah. I want to be with them. I just want to praise God like them. Hallelujah. Amen. The only thing we have to do, those people have to pass down the garment. Hallelujah. And when the garment comes upon you, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When that praising garment comes upon you, you can never be the same again. Hallelujah. Once the Lord touches you, once the Spirit of God touches you, hallelujah, you can never be the same again, saints of God. You can never be the same, because there is something supernatural. Hallelujah. There is nothing that is not from this world. Hallelujah. It comes down from heaven. Hallelujah. It is a supernatural power of God. Once the Lord has touched you, you can never be the same again. And you can never conduct yourself the same again. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. We have to pass on the garment of praise to the children. We have to pass on, and we're going to say, this is what the Lord has done for us. Hallelujah. This is what the Lord has done for us. Amen. He saved us. He's put a song in our hearts. He changed our hearts. He changed our minds. He changed everything. Hallelujah. Now I am a child of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Can you clap your hands to the Lord? Hallelujah tonight. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1 says that we are a priesthood. We are a priesthood. Hallelujah. We are kings and priests before the Lord. We are priests to before the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We are royal priesthood. We are kings and we are priests. Hallelujah. And that we have to wear the garment of priesthood. Hallelujah. Because we are a royal priesthood. Hallelujah. We're not just an ordinary people. Maybe the people out there in the world that say that we see you as an ordinary person. We are not an ordinary person. We've got power in us. Hallelujah. We've got the Spirit in us. Hallelujah. We've got words of eternal life. Hallelujah. We've got the words of eternal life. Amen. We dial deep in our hearts. Hallelujah. And someone ask us, what's the words? How can you be saved? We are ready to tell them about the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There is no other God in this world. Hallelujah. Only Jesus is the Almighty God, the Omnipotent God, and the Omnipresent God. Hallelujah. You can never be the same again once the Lord has touched you with His Spirit. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? Do you say amen to that? Hallelujah. Oh, God Almighty, what a wonderful God that we serve and we love. Hallelujah. He is God, and He's not very far from any one of us. Praise God. Isaiah chapter 6, 1 and verse 3 says, put on the garment of praise. Hallelujah. Oh, I love that scripture. I love that song as we sing it before. Hallelujah. Oh, there is garments. There's garments of praise. There's garments of faith. There is garments of love. There is garments of brotherly love. There is garments and garments and garments from God the Almighty. We are the priesthood of Jesus. When we put the garment of praise, it doesn't matter what's happened. Hallelujah. God is on our side. Amen. We come into this the house of the Lord, and sometimes the devil is giving us a hard time, but he went to the doctors and says, "You got cancer." Or somebody says, "Oh, I have an accident. Oh, I happened this and that and that." But then we feel heavy, and we feel sad. But when we put that garment of praise and we come into the house of the Lord and we lift up our holy hands and we say, "Lord, I don't know what's happened, but I'm gonna worship you anyway. I'm gonna praise you anyway. I'm gonna glorify your name anyway. Hallelujah! It doesn't matter what the devil does, Lord. But I'm going to worship you. I'm going to praise you with all of my heart and with all of my soul, Lord. Hallelujah. That is the garment of praise. Hallelujah. That is the garment, hallelujah, that God has given us unto us to praise him and to glorify him. It doesn't matter what's happened. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what's going on. Hallelujah. Once you have the garment of praise, lift your hands and you say, "Lord Jesus, I don't know why that my friend has cancer, but I'm going to worship you anyway. I know there is a healing in the name of Jesus. I know there is power in the name of Jesus." Hallelujah. That I know there is victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? Do you believe that with the power, there's power in the name of Jesus? There's power in him. Hallelujah. Put on the garment of praise. We're going to put on the garment of praise. Hallelujah. In Psalms 145 and 4. Sister Sarandos, would you like to read that scripture, please? Stand up and read Psalms 145 and verse 4. And I want the scripture to come so real in our hearts and in our souls. 145 verse 4. Have you got it? You haven't got it. Hallelujah. Did you got it, brother? Amen. This one generation is going to worship God. Hallelujah. The next generation, if we pass it down, the garment of praise, is going to worship God the same way. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't want to lose anything from God. Hallelujah. The older that I get, the more powerful I want to be. Hallelujah. The older I get, I want to be more and more for Jesus. Hallelujah. The older I get, I don't want to stay still. Hallelujah. I want to consecrate the Lord, his name, more and more in my life. I want Jesus to come more life in my life. Hallelujah. Because I love him so much. I adore him. I adore him. Hallelujah. One generation shall pass on down. Hallelujah. The generation of Brother Holden, the generation of Brother Slack, Brother Ether and others from the old times, hallelujah. And they pass it down, hallelujah. And we got hold of it. And we got it, hallelujah. We got it, hallelujah. And now this generation is gonna pass down to you. Hallelujah. Are you gonna praise the Lord when you're 35?
Yes.
You're gonna praise the Lord when you're 40?
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna praise the Lord when you're 60?
Definitely.
What about you?
Yes.
What about you when you're 20?
Anytime.
Sorry, you are 22. Sorry. It's okay. I'll make you younger. Oh, hallelujah! Praise the Lord. We're gonna praise him. Hallelujah! In the good times and in the bad times, in the good times and in the bad times. Hallelujah! We're gonna glorify the name of the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 6 says, it says that when I call to remembrance, Paul the apostle was writing to Timothy, a young man. His mother was a Jewish and his grandmother was Jewish. But somehow, I don't know, his mother married a Greek. His father was a Greek. And he wasn't a believer. I feel sorry for him, poor guy. And he says, "But Timothy, when I call to remembrance for of the unfailing faith that is in true with the Eunice first. It was the Eunice first, his grandmother. First in your grandmother, Lois, and then it was in Eunice. And now I am persuaded that it's in you. Hallelujah. The grandmother passed it down to the daughter, and the daughter passed down the garment of faith into the Timothy, to the son. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? From one generation, the garment of faith come down to another generation. And from that generation, it went down to the other generation. Oh, this is what we need to do, saints of God. We pass it down. Hallelujah. And the families, you've got so much responsibility for to teach the children, to tell them about the saving grace of Jesus Christ, to see you praising the Lord, to see you worshiping the Lord, not to be one saint in this church here and home to be a different person, but God is God for 24 hours a day. And he wants us to be 24 hours a day saints. Hallelujah. Oh, halamahata kikalam. Praise the Lord. That faith. Hallelujah. The children, the high priest, was going through the river of Jordan. And then there was a second miracle there. The river of Jordan, the waters was parted and it went through. And then it didn't get wet at all. You know, and then when they were going on the other side, they took 12 stones. And those 12 stones, they make a memorial. And they say, if the children ask you, what is that? What is that? Why is a memorial here? You just tell them, because the Lord, he took us out of the bondage into the free land. If the children ask you, what does it mean? It says, because the Lord, we serve the Lord. And that's why we come over here, to serve the Lord. The Lord has freed us. The Lord has taken us away from bondage into the freedom. Hallelujah. Saints of God, we did the same thing too. If your children ask you, Father, why don't you drink alcohol? Why don't you go down and get some beer and that drink? Then you just say, my son, because the Lord has took me out of that. Hallelujah. He saved me. He filled me with his spirit. He filled me with the Holy Ghost. He filled me with the power. That's why we are different. That's why we don't smoke. That's why we don't drink alcohol. That's why we don't do those things that the world is doing. Hallelujah. Because God has taken us from there to there. He's given us hope. He's given us life eternal. He's given us something that the world can give. Only Jesus can give. Hallelujah. Only the Lord God Almighty can give. Praise the Lord. Praise God. And then Jesus Christ came upon the cross. And then he cried out with a loud voice. And he says, Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they're doing. He gave everything, Pastor. He gave everything on the cross. He had nothing else to give. He gave his life on the cross. He gave his blood on the cross. Let all his blood come out. Everything he poured everything that he had for us, that he died for us, that we might have life, and life more abundantly, that we might have eternal life. Jesus gave everything on the cross. Hallelujah. And if the cross is not enough for you and for me, that God cannot do anything else, because he has given everything on the cross of Calvary. There's got nothing else to give. Hallelujah. He gave his life. He gave his grace. He gave his everything upon the cross of Calvary. Everything. If that cross is not enough for you to be saved, it's not enough. God's got nothing else to give. But he gave everything upon the cross for you and for me. And he draws us and he says, come unto me, my child, because I love you with everlasting love. Come unto me, my child. Come unto me. Always calling. Always God is calling. Always calling. He will never forsake anybody. He will never push anybody that way. He will never push anyone there. If you want to do some mean things to a sinner, if you want to, if you want to do something terrible to the sinner, don't bring him to Jesus, because Jesus is going to heal him. He's going to touch him. He's going to touch him. He's going to fill him with the Holy Ghost. When you bring a sinner to Jesus, Jesus has the power to forgive the sins and to touch him and to make him a new person again. Hallelujah. But I say to you again, but if the cross is not enough, what else God can do for you? Because he did everything on the cross. He did everything on the cross. Just a couple of the musicians that we're going to pray, we're going to sing a song tonight. Put on the garment of praise. And if the Lord has touched your heart tonight, and if the Lord has touched you, you can give your heart back to Jesus. Because the cross, he done everything upon the cross. He did everything. Everything on the cross. He cannot say, I haven't done enough for you, because he done so much for us. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Let's stand tonight as the singers will come and